And Kane. Going around his neck and 14K heavy. Girls on his jack about 24/7. He won't live long, just keep on waiting. Dope man dies cause he had fresh dates. Living in Captain California, CA. Three with the jail cause the police pulled the rain. To be a dope man, it's a life of grief. Two best days on the 1st and 15th. Got a lot of money, nothing less than a 20. Yo, you want a 5? All the dope man's got plenty. To be a dope man, boy, you must qualify. Get high off your own supply. From a key to a G, it's all about money. 10-piece, 410, bass pipe comes free. And people out there not hip to the fact. If you see somebody getting money for crack, he's the
he gets paid.
Yo, man, you what happened to JD the other night?
Yo, I heard he got locked up for some of that stuff, man.
Yeah, he did. Now I think he's doing about 10 to 20.
I told that brother that was working at the post office.
You need somebody with money so you get a dope man. Juice that fool for as much as you can. She like his car and he get with her. Got a black eye cause the dope man hit her. Let that slide and you pay no mind. Fine that he's slapping you all the time. But that's okay cause you escape and you got back with him cause he keeps you draped. Do what he say and you keep your mouth shut. Popping that trash might get you beat up. We'll sit and cry if the dope man strike you. He don't really care, he got two just like you. There's another girl in the dope man's life. Not a prostitute but far from a wife. She's called a strawberry and everybody knows strawberry, strawberry is good to go. Do anything for a hit or two. Give the girl rock, there's nothing she won't do. Might be a wife, sister, or girlfriend. Come home and see her in the bed with the dope man. Strawberry just look as she pleases. But don't mess around, she carry diseases. And people out there not hip to the fact that strawberry is a girl selling body for crack to the...
Nickname Easy E, yo, 8-ball junkie. Bass drum kicking and a snack got knack. And if it ain't rap, then you know it's crap. Crowd rocking, sucker socking from around the way. Got a six shooter, yo, mean I'm brave. E-balling out to find the boys to kick dust and cut, crank up some noise. Police on my tail, I don't like jail. 40-ounce in my lap and it's cold as hell. Hook the right turn and let them go up. Then I say to myself, they can kiss my butt. Get drunk, got the 8 in my lips. Put in the old tape, Marvin Gaye's greatest hits. Rolling so hard, had the bass cold romping. Cruising through the east side, south of Compton. See a big butt, and I say word. I took a look at her face, and the girl was to the curb. But she was on my tip for the title I'm holding. Easy E's getting busy, got the 8-ball rolling. Looking for Crenshaw. Turned down the sounds, ditched the law. Stopped at a light, and wouldn't you know, a Cadillac almost wrecked the 6-4. Flipped him off to buy the mall. Went to the store for some more 8-ball. Acting real ill cause I was drunk. See a sucker punk, had to go in my trunk. Reached inside cause it's like that. Came back out with a silver gat. Pointed at the fool and it was all because I had to show the boy what time it was. When I turned around, it was like a mirage. Knucklehead like that got out of Dodge. Suckers be illin' cause the title I'm holding. Easy E's in effect and got the 8-ball rolling.
How hot is hot?
This is radio station KEZE. Hi, this is Greg Mack, Mack Attack. And we're going to go to the phones right now and find out what's going on. Hello, who is this?
Yo, what's up? This is Lorenzo Patterson.
Yo, man, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Compton, and I want to hear EZE's new record.
What's it called, man?
Yo, it's called Radio.
You got it. You call the right station, and here it is.
Eh bien, on va pas écouter Radio, on va écouter un morceau inédit qui date apparemment de 2022. Alors, est-ce que c'est un remix ou vraiment un inédit? En tout cas, c'est Eazy-E avec Gangsta Dressed High Above the Law. Le morceau s'appelle Ruthless Plan. Écoutez plutôt.
Tell a story about a nigga in the wrong territory. Shining and shine is who he had to meet. He made a right turn down the wrong street. Now what a pity. A new jack in my motherfucking city.
Compton that is, bass it is. Niggas pimping, gangster limping.
But back to the nitty gritty. About this nigga slipping in my fucking city. By the time he realized that he fucked up, stupid motherfucker got a foot in his ass. Now this is how the story go. Don't you ever bring your ass in my neighborhood fucking my hoes. Cause them my hoes and I know you stupid motherfucker.
Tryna make a dream like every single day. I'm sipping up that Malazay, rolling in the black top tray. Yo, a young nigga tryna have it. Doing it like I'm doing it is an everyday habit.
Now this is how the story go. Don't you ever bring your ass in my neighborhood fucking my hoes. Cause them my hoes.
A product of the projects when I flex, I wreck the set. And brothers checking they hoes. A product of the projects when I flex, I wreck the set. And brothers checking they hoes because they breaking their necks to try to see the D, the R, the E, the S, the H, the Dre stuff, the West Side Compton gangsta. I keep a homie with me every time I'm driving. Not talking about my nigga, homie, I'm fucking 45 and striving to be the best that I can be. But it's kind of fucked up in the CPT. Trying to move up, but something's trying to hold you back. Police check for crack, niggas check for lack. Watch your back, this fucked up world is getting worse. Every other day, another nigga and another hearse. Pop, pop, go the Glock, cause we can't be stopped. Much props to Compton and Pops.
Trying to make a dream like every single day. I'm flipping up the LSA, rolling in the black top tray. Yo, a young nigga trying to have it. Doing it like I'm doing it is an everyday habit.
And this is how the story go. Don't you ever bring your ass in my neighborhood fucking my hoes. Cause them my hoes and I know it.
Yeah. We know what it's like to get clipped to the other side. We body when we in the Jeep ride. We dumping out the window, gas place to end up. Suckers at the dump, now it's need to flow. Back up on me, we about to break shot, take shot. There's niggas on the list that might get mobbed. They don't cut with the cookies cause we always strapping nines. To help with the
cookies. Cause if you talk, you never ever get no fucking block. You're the flunky on the block, snitching with the fucking cop. Like KMG say, you better back up. Cause when you play the pussy boy, you get fucked. Cause I'm cold, leave your ass stuck like some zero. Took that ass up and rip out your torso. See, that's the price when you're fucking with the real. So take my advice and just cheat. Trying to make a D like every single day. I'm flipping up the Malazé, rolling in the black top tray. Yo, a young nigga trying to have it. Doing it like I'm doing it is an everyday habit.
And this is how the story goes. Don't you ever bring your ass in my neighborhood fucking my hoes. Cause them my hoes and I know it's me. And I know it's me.
Est-ce que c'est un son mob shit, comme pourraient dire certains? Je ne suis pas expert, donc je vous laisse à vos réflexions. Easy E avec Dressed Above the Law, Ruthless Plant, ça date de 2022. On écoute quoi maintenant? On revient sur le Megamix, le Western Radio Megamix, en attendant de caler autre chose. Rockin' non-stop on the radio with the funky fresh hip-hop and stereo. Releasing rhymes that you would find demanding. With Dre and beats that are so outstanding. I'm getting busy if you know what I mean. Always setting me a mark in the hip-hop scene. On the radio, the greatest of all times. Like Muhammad Ali, cause I punch rhymes. So tune your station and clear all the static. Now tell the truth, you didn't know that I had it in me to be easy about the situation. So just kick it and listen to the station. Playing my music, it's hard to lose it. It's constantly on request cause you choose it. I'm Easy E, my rap is strong. And your radio's deaf when my record's on. You wanna know why? Because I'm on the radio.
Yeah, Ruthless Radio was in effect. Dr. Dre. I think somebody should write a song called F the Police. No, it's like when we wrote the song, F the Police, it's the stuff that we've been through before and that everybody around us been through. People been going through for years, but we was, you know, everybody else was scared to put it on record. So we put it on record and said it how we wanted to say it, and everybody didn't pay attention to it till Holiday caught this Rodney King beating on tape. Then everybody is going, oh, that's why they did this song, F the Police, you know, because everybody's putting us down for doing the song. The FBI was sending us letters and, you know, police was harassing us. Oh, so you the ones that did the song, F the Police. I ought to beat you a little, you know, stuff like that. Now, since all this happened, everybody really paying attention to it now, you know.
Yeah, you did get a lot of hassles. So the FBI and this Federation of the Police were saying don't provide security at rap concerts, that sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, you feel vindicated now?
It's like banning us from all the venues. We couldn't even go out on the road, you know, because for the song and other reason, they think we was gonna, you know, cause a lot of trouble, but it's all bull, you know.
And now, though, I mean, you think you've made the point?
I mean, I think we made the point a long time ago, but everybody just opened their eyes now.
Did you write that song and some of the others as a warning or just to share the experience?
I mean, yeah, you could say it was a warning, but just letting other people know what's going on and what could happen. But that's just stuff that we've been through. And that everybody else goes through it, we just put it on record.
So were you surprised when the riots broke out?
Not at all. I mean, it's like 400 years plus and they can't take no more, you know. They make examples of everybody else, you know, and everybody know that the four officers were guilty, and everybody's seen that for themselves, and it's like people was fed up.
Do you think you speak for a generation out there that the others have not spoken for?
Probably so.
Well, why is that? I mean, you think they're just not addressing the younger crowd?
Yeah, I think they're not at all. But I guess we're speaking for a lot of people out there that haven't spoke yet or afraid to speak.
In your system, but right about now we got Eazy-E and MC Ren in the studio taking calls. So give them a call and ask them how they're doing. What's your name?
Hi, this is Joyce. I'd like to know if I can have your phone number.
Yes, 976. Now I want to turn up my box and make much noise and rock the party and shock all the B-boys. Stick on my radio from phone on to tune up. I wouldn't have did it later, but sooner now move my antenna to the center and grab a hold of the handle and enter, then bust a rhyme. You know I won't quit it. Am I lying, Ren?
Man, you know you with it.
Your request is clear that you're giving. Without Eazy-E, you wouldn't be living with me on a top 10 or a mix show. So hit the power button and let's go on vacation with your station. Let's play them loud in every location. Blow it out the speaker, it won't get weaker. I'll keep rocking till I hit the peak of your station. It's dope, E-A-Z-Y, it's on the air. But you act why I took out the cursing. It took rehearsing, I feel dry. You know that I'm thirsting to get busy. I don't quit it, and once you hear my cut, I know you're gonna get it, then bust a rhyme while you're clapping your hands. It's Easy E on the air.
Rocking without a band.
You wanna know why? Because I'm on the.
Voilà, on va s'arrêter pour le Megamix et on va écouter We're All in the Same Gang. On va dire que c'était l'hymne anti-violence pour la côte est, sachant que du côté de, pour la côte ouest, pardon, sachant que du côté de la côte est, il y avait Boogie Down Production qui avait fait quelque chose. Je crois que c'est Stop the Violence, je crois, le morceau du côté de Calasoun. Désolé, j'ai pas révisé. On va regarder ça plus tard. Écoutons donc N.W.A., King T, Above the Law, Ice-T, MC Hammer, Tone Loc, Michelet aussi, pour We're All in the Same Gang.
I'm King News, and I come to you with the truth. The mean streets took 6 more lives overnight, all the result of gangbang stupidity. By the way, you gangsters, you know, one of your victims was a 3-year-old girl. Well, we're gang members, you still don't get it, do you?
Straight up bandits everywhere I look. Used to be a straight A student, now he's a crook, robbing people just to smoke and shoot up. Used to have a crew cut, now he's a poop butt. Dropped out of school and he joins the neighborhood gang. Hanging on the street selling cane to his own people. Now when I say people, I mean color. You a stupid motherfucker.
Sister, since we are the mothers of this earth, it's time we start being good mothers from the birth of our children. No time for sleeping, teach them to fight and win for the right reason. Your time, it's your life living. Proud to be black, young and gifted. Lifted by the knowledge of taking the right route. Gang violence needs to be wiped out.
One and the same, everyone came in the same chains. Caught with the same aim, brain games and names changed. To destroy the black male crack jail and semi-automatic and static if the crack fails. So since we all talk the same slang, stop killing my brother cause we're all from the same gang.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Make the change, cause we're all in the same game.
Now as a youth, I used to get my bang on, and on the app get my part-time slang on. One time for me was no joke though. They knew I was crazy, so they labeled me loco. Khaki sleeves gone out feeling sporty. Low riding and tossing up a 40. Thinking in my mind that no one can handle us. The Dallas brothers never touched Los Angeles.
Being the pimps that we are,
we have to speak in a situation that is going too far.
Here at home, it's the ghettos of L.A., where a young black girl is not promised to see the next day.
Cause we used to come from the streets before we made beef,
where fools just lay and pray on the weak.
It don't depend on the color of a rag.
Cause if you got what they want, you know they're gonna take what you
cause
have.
Cause violence can only revolve from drugs and thugs and gangs that bang most times.
It's a political thing.
Yeah, a couple of spots are getting tired.
And if the government wants to fix it, it can all get stopped.
Ice-T, ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle. Cause 90% of us a living foul and wild. I say job, you say
bad joke. I'd rather jack another brother, watch the gun smoke.
Living in the fast lane, flipping like you're insane. You won't stop until your blood runs down the street drain.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Stop the fight,
make the change.
Because we're all in the same game.
Yo, we're not here to preach,
yeah.
Because we're not ministers. We're telling it like it is, cause Renee Dre is like sinister.
The reality speaks for itself when it's spoken.
Face and clutch can't bring nobody for smoking.
Yo, bullets flying, mothers crying, brothers dying,
lying in the streets, that's why we're trying. And stopping from falling apart and going to waste, and keeping the smile off a white face.
And brothers killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another. Open up the paper to one more death. If y'all keep this up, then there'll be no one left. I try my best to set an example, saying hype lyrics over hip-hop samples. Not just to brag, I to boast, but to inform, cause I'm living in the calm before the storm.
I'm in a rage.
Oh yeah? Yo, why is that, G?
Other races, they say we act like rats in a cage. I tried to argue, but check it. Every night in the news, we prove them suckers right, and I got the blues.
America,
get busy, Humpty.
The red, the white, the blue, and the blue and the red for Crimson Bloods, the white for who's got you doing time. Busting caps on one another.
The underground's down for peace among brothers.
Kill a black man.
What?
Yo, what are you, retarded?
Tell them, Humpty.
Yo, do you work for the Klan?
Do what you like.
Unless you like gang banging. Let's see how many brothers leave us hanging.
Kicking on the ad by 8:45. All the homies getting blind in the 8-ball line. Now on this tip, they started running at the lip. Jumped in the deuce and took a little trip. Hit the block about 12 on the tick. The windows went down and the nines went click. People started yelling, bodies started bailing. Bullets go flying, sending something to hell in. It's gotta stop, we don't need all the violence. Peace in the hood and I'm over the silence. We got together, not for ego or fame. We got involved cause we're all in the same game.
When I leash yo, Easy's no sellout. And if you can't hang in the streets, then get the hell out. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You have your own freedom of choice who to listen to. You know that fat from five, right from wrong. Now your mother's singing that sad song.
My baby ain't never hurt nobody,
but he still got smoked at baby's party. But you're not the first or the last, you're nothing but a short story from the past. You're dead now, not number one but a zero. Take notes from Eazy-E, the violent hero.
Don't you know we got to put on
Alors, je n'ai pas trouvé le morceau collectif pour la East, mais je sais que KRS-One est à l'origine du Stop the Violence Movement, donc contre la violence et le Black on Black Crime notamment. Et il y a un morceau de Bogdan Production de KRS-One qui s'appelle donc Stop the Violence. Alors, maintenant, nous allons passer à au morceau dont on parlait tout à l'heure, enfin dont Eazy-E parlait tout à l'heure. Écoutez plutôt. Je pense qu'on a même plus besoin de présenter ce morceau.
Anyway, fuck all the shit, you know. You know, because most people in Compton don't give a fuck. Young niggas, gang bangers, same fucking thing with the police. All we do is rap about it. You know, you know, you know, you know, because police like fucking with people. You know, niggas stop you, throw you on the ground and shit. You know. Put a gun to your head and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, just fuck with you for no reason. Anyway, I'll fuck the police.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
But won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole up bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. You will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident? Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Motherfucker that sweats me, ain't the asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is a
just say?
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Yeah, man, what you need?
Police, open out. We have a warrant for EZ's arrest. Get down and put your hands behind my seal.
What the fuck did I do, man? What did I do?
Just shut the fuck up and get your motherfucking ass on the floor.
Why don't you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit?
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence. Criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the eight, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
The verdict. The jury has found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Hey, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want justice.
Get him the fuck out my face.
I want justice.
Out right now.
Yo, what's up, nigga?
What's up, G?
Man, and this motherfucker kicking it tired of all this shit, man. I was looking for some bitches, niggas go to jail, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Because, nigga, I ain't been with no bitch in a while, you know what I'm saying? Nigga said, come on, man, let's go try to get some hoes and all this kind of shit.
Alors maintenant, nous allons écouter West Coast Cam. Donc, West Coast Cam, donc, du côté de Watts, qui a sorti au moins deux albums et qui a fait notamment le Peace Treaty, où on voit donc une trêve entre les Crips et les Bloods dans le clip. Et donc West Coast Cam, qui était dans l'entourage de Ice Cube, de du Lynch Mob, et qui a rompu avec, par rapport à certains comportements de Ice Cube. Alors notamment, West Coast Cam, Cam, il dit que c'est lui qui a coupé les Jerry Curls de Ice Cube au moment où Ice Cube a quitté donc N.W.A., et entrer dans la Nation of Islam. D'ailleurs, West Coast Cam est proche de la Nation of Islam. Est-ce qu'on pourrait dire que West Coast Cam correspond à peu près au profil de Omar ou Muhammad dans le film Menace to Society? Regardez le film, écoutez Cam et vous verrez. Alors là, il parle de Ice Cube. Alors la question qu'on lui pose, c'est est-ce que N.W.A. A servi neutraliser, on va dire, la montée du rap conscient, du rap politisé, du rap engagé qui était en train de monter à l'époque. On vous rappelle qu'à la fin des années 80, vous avez le règne de Public Enemy quand même, hein, avec le fameux « It takes a nation of millions to hold us back » et puis ensuite « Fear of a Black Planet ». Vous avez, je n'oublie plus le nom du groupe, To the East Backwards, j'ai retrouvé le nom du groupe. Vous avez Brand Nubian, vous avez Tribe Called Quest aussi quelque part, et donc vous avez le gangsta rap qui arrive. Bon, il y a du gangsta rap politisé comme Bove de l'eau par exemple, ou ben, même Tupac, mais voilà. Alors on lui pose la question, faut que je retrouve le nom du groupe. Alors attendez, on va mettre un instrumental parce que ça m'énerve quand même. X-Clan, voilà, vous y aviez X-Clan qui montait. Voilà, alors, écoutons donc Cam.
The question was N.W.A. part of the agenda to destroy conscious rap, which was growing in popularity at the time, and promote sex violence and gangster behavior amongst the youth? Ice Cube's response was no. N.W.A. started out as a straight underground rap group with no expectations of commercial success. Fans and the media turned us into a mainstream juggernaut. Now, I just seen your thoughts on NWA with Henry Geller and his people and what really tore up NWA. That's why I wanted to get you on right now to get your thoughts on what Ice Cube said and NWA as a whole.
I didn't hear. Can you reread that quote that you said Ice Cube said? Because this ain't about, you know, Ice Cube, but Ice
right,
Cube
right.
was the lead writer of the group.
Right.
I want to, you know, because, you know, I'm going to, you know, reveal some stuff, you know what I'm saying, based on what you reread.
Yes, sir. So Ice Cube's response.
Alors, je fais une pause, donc on pose, on demande donc si NWA était, comment dire, instrumental, enfin, c'est-à-dire a servi, était important dans le fait de faire basculer le rap, en tout cas de changer l'hégémonie du moment, c'est-à-dire passer du rap conscient, du rap politisé, du rap engagé. Certes hardcore ou pas d'ailleurs, parce que Tribe Called Quest a priori c'est pas spécialement hardcore, mais bref, la vague des ex-clan Brand Nubian, Public Enemy, etc. Vous avez avec les médaillons africains, de passer donc à une autre hégémonie, hégémonie donc du gangsta rap avec la boisson, la délinquance, le sexe à gogo, etc. En gros, détruire entre guillemets la jeunesse noire. Et bon, là, faire augmenter la population carcérale avec tout ce que vous avez, faire augmenter aussi l'adhésion aux gangs, enfin bref, voilà. Donc, Cam dit, et Ice Cube répond, alors Cam dit, parce que oui, à l'époque, Ice Cube était celui qui écrivait le plus pour NWA, les textes de NWA, c'est vrai que c'était Ice Cube, ensuite il y avait MC Ren et The D aussi écrivait les textes. Vous savez que Easy écrivait très très peu. Bon, n'était pas tout à fait rappeur au départ d'ailleurs. Donc Ice Cube lui répond non, nous n'étions pas destinés quand NWA est arrivé, nous n'avions pas pour but justement de devenir hégémonique, etc. Nous, au départ, on était un groupe de rap underground et on va dire le succès nous a pris par surprise. Ce sont les fans et la presse qui ont fait que NWA devienne un groupe énorme. Mais nous, à la base, c'était pas le but. Donc voilà ce que Ice Cube répond. Alors voilà, qu'est-ce que Cam va répondre, lui?
The response was no. NWA started out as a straight underground rap group with no expectations of commercial success. Fans and the media turned us into a mainstream juggernaut.
And the question was NWA not used to destroy hip-hop? What was the question?
They said, was NWA part of the agenda to destroy conscious rap, which was growing in popularity at the time, to promote sex violence and gangster behavior amongst the youth in particular?
Right, right. So the question is, was, you know, they definitely was used, but question is, did you know you was being used or not like that?
Yeah.
You definitely right. was being used.
Yeah. Right.
I don't point the finger necessarily at the instrument. You know what I'm saying? I can use a pen or a pencil to kill somebody. So it's not necessarily the pen or the pencil's fault until the pen or the pencil is aware of how they're being used. Mm-hmm. Once they be made known aware, you know, made aware of how they're being used, then it is your fault. So in the beginning, you know, I agree with him, but once you see, you know, Jerry Heller and his community was actually the ones using us as these type of tools and slaves and instruments for their agenda. So us as young 17, 18, fresh out of high school, you know, we feel like, okay, this is legal. This ain't dope. I can rap about dope. I can rap about pimping and hoeing and, you know, gang banging. And I stepped back and I kept busting. Like, you know, you're not busting at the police. You can say F the police, but you talking about busting at niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You talking about pimping and hoeing and, I mean, you know, slapping your sisters. You're not talking about slapping white people, white girls. Mm-hmm. So, we know what we was doing. But as far as, you know, just some fun little hood, you know, mixtape type of stuff in the hood, that's what we was doing it for. But once you seen, you know, major labels like Priority or Interscope or people that you know, is taking us to the next level, then we got to have a conversation about that. So the late 80s, 87, 88, 89, when NWA was popping, I give them that. They didn't know nothing about no agenda. They just knew, okay, we popping, you know, and it's getting big. But once, you know, you start getting conscious, you know, Brother Cam and others in 1990 or whatever, you know, anything after you've been warned and, you know, it's been revealed to you and you've been taught how you're being used and who the enemy is that's using you. Now, if you continue to do, you know, what you want to do and say, you know, say those type of, you know, lyrics and influencing the people and saying, you know, it's about money and, you know, we ain't role models. Now, you know, you're a role model. And it's not just Cube, it's all of them. I know all the NWA.
Right.
Them all my loved ones. I'm the star witness of every mainstream rap star on the West Coast. You can't run none of that with me. Mm. So I'll be quiet until I hear, you know, this denial of accountability. Like, you can't run that with me. I'm the star witness of making sure you know who the enemy was, how you being used, you know. So we didn't have many intimate conversations. So if you know, it's not about him. It's just Cube is the star writer. He was my favorite. You know, that's why I even rock with him. He's my favorite. That was my most inspirational rap hero. Made me want to do what I'm doing. You know, but once you get, you know, close and you see how disappointment or whatever affects people, just like, you know, you can see how disappointment affects me. I'm going to fall back and do the family thing. I'm going to be Mr. Black Husband Gang. I'm gonna do something else with my life.
Right.
But I'm not going to go from that to gangster killer and a dope dealer. I'm not going to go to what's the group with Mac 10 and, you know.
West Side Connection.
Yeah, you know, you wasn't talking about nothing positive. You definitely knew better at that point, right? Right? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, we can have a conversation. You know, I'm a star witness. You know, like I said, I doubt anybody want to sit down and have a conversation with me. I'm talking about the suspects on this subject. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I was one of the main ones, and you know, I got registered in the Nation of Islam in January 1991, January 11, 1991. So from the late.
Alors je fais une pause. En gros, d'après, j'ai l'impression que Cam dit qu'en gros Ice Cube c'est un hypocrite. C'est-à-dire que peut-être qu'au début il se disait que oui, NWA va être un groupe underground, n'aura quasiment aucun impact. Sauf que quand NWA a explosé et que les ventes ont suivi. Et que, alors, il parle pas de, bon, il parle pas de la carrière directe de Ice Cube, puisque Ice Cube, on va dire que les premiers albums voilà, sont politisés. Après, il revient, il quitte la Nation of Islam, il revient au gangsta rap, on va dire. C'est de moins en moins politisé. Et donc, je pense que là, il parle notamment, enfin, Cam, il parle de West Side Connection. Il dit, si tu ne savais pas l'ampleur, l'impact que tu faisais, mais que plus tard, tu fais de gangster, de... Alors, attendez, je vais vous chercher le titre exact. The Gangster, The Killer, The Dope Dealer. Voilà, tu sais très bien à qui tu t'adresses et pourquoi tu dis ça. Enfin, comment tu dis ça. Enfin, voilà. Tu restes dans une veine. Enfin, tu es dans une veine gangsta et pas politisée et pas consciente en tout cas. Et donc, lui, il dit moi, je suis rentré dans la Nation of Islam en 1991. Juin 91, je crois. Enfin, vraiment 1991. Alors, on va s'arrêter là pour l'instant. On va écouter Steady Mobbin de Ice Cube. Ça fait quand même 3 ou 4 épisodes que j'ai envie de passer ce morceau.
Damn, the bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. And when dealing with the lynch mob, you gots to know Steady Mobbin is not just the name of this jam, but a way of life. Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something. Give it to me.
Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood.
4 or 5 niggas in the mothership, better known as a Dukes, and we all wanna smother shit. Might start slinging bean pies or the bootleg t-shirt of the month with you can't touch this on the front. I'm out to get rich, cause life ain't nothing but money and fuck a bitch. They drop like dominoes, and if you didn't know, Ice Cube got drama hoes. So after the screwing, I bust a nut, get up and put on my white uniform. I'm out to dump. All you might get is a rubber
happy fans. I'm making my duty to cuss them out, cause I just don't trust them. And if you tell on me, I'm bombing on Betty. Bitch should've known I was steady mine. Get in, bitch, cause I had the jam on, and I don't wanna hear shit about a tampon. Give me the nappy and make me happy. The hoe said, Pappy, could you slap me on the ass, hard and fast, and could you please try not to leave a gash? I said, yeah, but I don't play sex without putting on the latex. Slipped on the condom, fucked around and dropped the bomb, son.
N.W.A. was the first gangster rap group, bold, foul mouth, with a name that offended people.
Niggas with an attitude.
And we don't mean it in like the type of way, like the bigot type of way. We mean it as in as we talking to each other. I'm gonna be like, nigga, shut up or something like that.
Straight out of Compton.
In 1989, their songs about the abuse they endured from police growing up in Compton was different than anything else.
But I don't give a f- I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a crap. Like.
And the words they used to describe their life on the streets of Compton was so crude, radio stations and even MTV banned them.
What MTF banned in that video?
MTV.
Word.
Profanity.
Yeah.
A lot of people can relate to profanity there.
But despite being banned in many places, NWA sold 3 million copies of their Straight Outta Compton album. Their message that cops abused them when they were growing up hit home with a lot of people.
5 white guys walking together are friends. 5 black guys walking together is a gang in the police eyes. You know what I'm saying? And they have you like this and head down and you be on the concrete.
Nothing such as this has ever happened in Compton. It doesn't happen.
California's politicians were furious that NWA's songs encouraged violence against other blacks, against cops, and they accused him of trying to incite crime. Ice Cube's response to me that day.
Somebody wanted to do a crime, they had that mentality there anyway. It wasn't our album which turned somebody that was a nice kid into this vicious criminal.
What about the bitch you got shot?
In 1989, there was a firm belief from some people about the real motive for the foul, violent songs from N.W.A.
I don't think they have black pride. I think they have green pride, and that's all that they're thinking about.
This time, Ice Cube and the gang agreed.
So you're doing it for the money?
Yes. I mean, all this is for the money.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna do no records, you know that. That's all off, and we think nobody's gonna buy.
They created gangster rap. They sold millions of albums. And to their critics,
that's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy.
They laughed.
Okay. It's mad because we making more money than they are.
Our pockets are, we got pockets are full, man.
Above the Coldway 7M, Lord of Mercy.
You know I'm known like a fool in new shoes, man. Don't see it.
connected and respected from Harlem to the Yay, from Brooklyn to the A. Man, I'm like them cats from the Lou. If you can do it, man, show me. And I don't never put no gut on the work. I push the rock like Kobe and hit you where it hurts. Yeah, see, I'm a G. I don't speak on it and make no moves unless it's about cheese. It's three things I'm persistent about. Getting money, breaking the bitch, and bringing down the house. And I don't look at it no other way. Better have your game face on wide and ready to play. Man, we about that hustle. I've been married to the streets for years, but still can't trust her. But in a strange way, I love her. Even though she had me stuffed and cuffed on, not in the bus, Lord. Definition of how to really ball, Lord. Sometimes you gotta step back to get a better focus. Everybody moving fast, chasing the masses. It's like we still picking cotton for the mass up. But that's another issue, but it's kinda deep. But right now, I wanna blow the back out of Keisha and Monique. They down and dirty like the South. In the seat, no chaser, tossed up and turned out. Love and mercy.
Et maintenant, on va écouter quelqu'un qui a été découvert par... Quelqu'un qui a été découvert par Big Hutch, ainsi que Warren G. Alors d'abord, petite interlude.
It came to pass that Dr. Funkenstein returned to find that the planet had fallen prey to the dread placebo syndrome. Spread by the evil Sir Nose Devoid of Funk.
I am Sir Nose Devoid of Funk.
Man was fast becoming an endangered species, and Parliament had but one choice, to declare war. From his arsenal of secret weapons, Dr. Funkenstein unveils his bop guns.
Shoot them with bop guns.
The only hope to win the battle of Funkentelechy versus the placebo syndrome. Parliaments, Funkentelechy versus the placebo syndrome. The battle of the century from Casablanca, Record and Film Works.
So good. back to the block. Snoop Doggy Dog, funky, yeah, the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine trizzies, they just there for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nothing back, and motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must, we drop gangsta shit.
What's my motherfucking name? It's the bow to the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dogg in the motherfucking house like every day. Dropping shit with my nigga, Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, niggas can't fuck with this. And niggas can't fuck with that shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some nuts in the cock. Robbing motherfuckers and I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, 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 oh. Your hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch it stink. Why? Cause doggies on the gang. My bank goes on swole. My shit's on hit legit, now I'm on parole. Stroke with the dog pound right behind me, and up in your bitch is where you might find me playing that Jeep thing. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts, and guess what? Is I am him, slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
Et oui, What's My Name, Snoop Doggy Dogg. Eh bien, Snoop a été découvert par Bob Dylan, qui lui a fait enregistrer ses premières démos. Ainsi, et Warren G, c'est pareil. Et ensuite, alors on vous rappelle l'histoire, parce qu'on l'a déjà raconté, puisque quand on fait la spéciale Easy E, ou quand on parle de Gangsta Rap, G-Funk, on en parle souvent. Ce qui s'est passé, c'est qu'après la sortie de FL for Zag de NWA, on va dire que Dr. Dre quitte le navire et donc il n'y a plus de NWA. Donc il y a une séparation. Il y a des gens qui veulent quitter Ruthless Records, le label de Eazy-E. Et on va dire que notre ami Suge Knight a un rôle instrumental là-dedans, pour revenir sur l'interview de tout à l'heure. Alors, à un moment, Eazy-E fait une réunion et puis il dit, alors ça c'est Big Hutch qui dit ça, alors oui. Above the Law voulait quitter Ruthless aussi, hein, au début. Et donc, il dit, en gros, tout le monde peut s'en aller. Dr. Dre, The D.O.C., Michele. Mais Above the Law reste. Or, si Above the Law s'en allait, bah, il partait avec donc Warren G et Snoop. Et donc, comme Dr. Dre est parti, eh bien, Warren G et Snoop ont suivi Dr. Dre chez Death Row. Alors bon, Warren G sera ensuite éjecté et puis il ira signer chez Def Jam. Il aura un succès qui fera que Shuggy Knight s'en mordra les doigts. Mais ça, c'est une autre histoire. Écoutons maintenant, qu'est-ce qu'on va écouter ? Ben, on n'a même pas calé de disque. C'est malin, ça. C'est malin. Un petit DJ Quick, Use a Gangsta, oui, DJ Quick qui est dans Penthouse Player Click, qui s'associe à Easy.
Psych? Oh no, it's 98, y'all. And we got some new shit. What we say? Yes. I'm DJ Quick, whether on TV or in these streets, I'm still the shit. I went from drinking 8-Ball and making demos to drinking Hennessy and Chevy's Regal in the back of the limo. Getting my issue in life, you can't hate that. And when I tell you about yourself, nigga, you can't take that, cause y'all be cross-fading. If you don't understand, you got a side and I got one, but you be crossing over here to see what's in my hand. Yeah, but that's cool too. I guess my money on the double, that's what I do. Hitting them brown bubbles and avoiding trouble, hoes to choose. With nothing to lose, and a million motherfuckers wanna be in my shoes. But you don't understand, beyond the parties and cheers, I've been broke my whole career, breaking bread with my peers. Bought a 96 Impala, the new double F. Before the 20,000 mile mark, I gave it to Sis. I can never bust a new shoe if my nephews ain't got it. Feel a Jumpman Cortez, yeah, I'm coming out the pocket. Put my homies in the hood up on it when I'm around. Cause there's a difference between being a thug and being down.
Bang, 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 boogity, bang, the bang, boogie to the boogie, bang, boogity, bang. Fuck what you saying, nigga, you's a gangsta.
Nigga, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangsta.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangsta.
Bang,
bang.
I do it. My occupation's a musician and I'm staying true to it. I went from being a rider to being a provider while I was straddling the fence trying not to hit the divider. Just an impressionable human being trying to do right. Every now and then I get my man attested and fight. Like I used to have a beef with this cat named Ace and his homies approached me at the club El Rey. What was I to do? I'm on stage and I'm doing my thing. And this nigga's out in the crowd trying to hoo bang, giving it up for his homies and set tripping too. But he wasn't from rolling 60s, more like track me. I wonder what's his problem, what he trying to say. Is his business personal or just fuck quick day? I approached him like a man and not like a nut. He turned around and put his drink down and straight knuckled up. In the dark club, punches is flying all around. And even though it was me and him, the rumors went round and said I killed somebody. Now how that sound? How could I stone somebody to death that's bigger than me and I'm just 155 pounds? Tell me.
Bang, bang, boogity, bang, the bang, boogie to the boogie, bang, boogity, bang. Fuck what you saying, nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Bang, bang, boogity, bang, the bang, boogie to the boogie, bang, boogity, bang. Fuck what you saying, nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangster.
See, some don't realize the power of lyrics, cause when you rap a you talking to spirits, you see. You can say the things that can help us all ball, or you can say things that make it bad for us all. Fix the problem, the only way is come to the source. Don't be a Trojan horse, help us change the course. Everybody knows that it's bad in the hood, so check what you rapping about if it ain't to the good. I did my part a long time ago, I changed my views. Ain't no gang banging or slanging, just hanging with truth. Give it up to my creator, and that you can quote. But motherfuckers still see me as a scapegoat. Yeah, like that night with Biggie out at Quincy Jones' spot. Like 400 other people, yeah, I heard some shots. Broke away with the crowd, nervous obviously, and the motherfuckers blamed it on me. What the hell?
Bang, bang, boogity, bang, the bang, boogie to the boogie, bang, boogity, bang. Fuck what you say, nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangster.
Uh-uh.
Bang, bang, boogity, bang, the bang, boogie to the boogie, bang, boogity, bang. Fuck what you say, nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you's a gangster.
No, I'm not.
Nigga, you a gangster.
Check it out. This song is dedicated to the two most prolific writers in rap music history.
Yes.
Tupac Shakur. Notorious B.I.G. It's also dedicated to a little homie from the 60s that lost his life at that party. Rest in peace, y'all. And to MC8, when you get your head together, maybe we can do a record. Feel me? I'm mad.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
C'était DJ Quick, Use a Gangster. Et alors j'espère que vous avez écouté la fin du morceau et que vous comprenez anglais, parce que c'est à la fin du morceau, c'est la trêve. Hein. Il propose la paix. Il dit que c'est un morceau qui est enregistré, qui est fait en hommage à deux grands lyricistes, deux grands écrivains du rap. Tupac Shakur d'un côté et Notorious Big. Et après, il dit MC8, si tu veux, on pourra faire un enregistrement, on pourra enregistrer ensemble. Donc voilà, c'est la fin. On vous rappelle, bien entendu, qu'il y avait un beef qui durait entre MC8 et DJ Quick. MC8 qui est plutôt affilié Creep, DJ Quick qui est plutôt affilié Blood. Voilà, et même Treat Up Pyro Blood. Donc, c'est pas les Bloods les plus pacifistes, on va dire ça comme ça. Le Treat Up Pyro qui traînait notamment avec l'entourage de Death Row Records. Bref, c'était donc un morceau de DJ Quick. On va passer aux news. Alors on va commencer par annoncer un festival. J'avais déjà vu cette annonce dans le dernier numéro de Francophone, qui est le numéro d'avril-mai avec Françoise Hardy en couverture. Apparemment, Françoise Hardy n'est pas notre amie, si on en croit Steve de Music Phoenix, mais passons. Donc, alors, il y a l'interview de Françoise Hardy. Dans ce numéro, mais ce n'est pas la question. Donc un festival qui s'appelle La Voix du Rock, c'est du côté de Coué, donc c'est Couhe, c'est dans le 86, donc en Poitou-Charentes, et donc c'est le 31 mai et 1er juin. À l'affiche, vous avez les Négresses Vertes, Deportivo, les Shérifs, la Rouda, les Garçons Bouchés, Gogol Premier, Negative Approach, s'il vous plaît. Et puis d'autres groupes, Poésie Zéro, oui. Carlos, ou Carlos Nawak, je ne sais pas, Broken Bomb, The Toes. Un DJ set, Rock Monster Moog et Johnny Bionic. Voilà. Donc moi, si je devais y aller, ça serait surtout pour Negative Approach. Hein, et éventuellement, les Garçons Bouchés. Les Garçons Bouchés, en fait, qui font une tournée, font une série de concerts. Hommage à François Adji Lazaro, et il y a aussi, je crois, dans le répertoire des morceaux de Pigalle et de Los Carayos. Voilà, et le fils de François Adji Lazaro a fait un documentaire sur la carrière donc, des Garçons Bouchés. Alors ça, c'est une des news. Autre news, le label madrilène Tough Ain't Enough Records a sorti une compilation hommage à Camera Silence. Ça s'appelle Tributo a Gilbertin y Camera Silence, avec la participation de Golpe de Gracia, Leina Zara, Tassotis, Reo, Kaleko, Urdangak, Stormbreakers, etc., etc. Il y a pas mal de groupes basques dans le lot. Il y a des morceaux qu'on connaissait déjà, comme la reprise de Camera Silence, par exemple, par Leina Zara. Les cousins de LJDH, vous l'avez passé. Et voilà. Alors, certains morceaux, bah, on a envie d'écouter l'original, parce que la voix n'est pas tout à fait la même. Hein. La voix de Gilbertin est assez caractéristique. Mais bon, vous savez qu'ici, on adore Camera Silence, car ça vient de Bordeaux. Ou ça vient de Bordeaux et c'est Camera Silence. Enfin bref, on adore Camera Silence. Et donc, le label Tough Ain't Enough de Madrid sort donc un hommage à Camera Silence, voilà, avec des groupes basques notamment. Sortie chez Red Records pour juillet 2024. Alors, il y a un box set de Cookie Crew, groupe féminin anglais. Ça s'appelle Pick Up On This, 1987-1992. Donc, 4 CD, je suppose que c'est 4 albums du groupe. Il y a un double CD, je crois que c'est Digipack, mais je ne suis pas sûr. Cockney Rejects, Greatest Hits Volume 1, Greatest Hits Volume 2, donc en fait les deux premiers albums. Various artists, Roots Rock Rebels, avec une photo qui rappelle le mouvement qui a eu lieu, Rock Against Racism, voilà. Enfin, c'est une photo qu'il y avait dans l'expo Rock Against Racism qui a eu lieu il y a quelques années, je crois, l'an dernier ou l'année d'avant. Enfin, bref. Sous-titré la compile When Punk Met Reggae, 1975-1982, oui, je le dis en français. Donc, box 7, 3 CD avec notamment Steel Pulse, The Clash, Burning Spear, Generation X, Ruts, Madness, Black Uhuru, Public Image Limited, etc., etc. Uncle Slam, donc groupe de Venice avec des anciens Suicidal Tendencies, donc du crossover. Donc un box set de 2 CD, un deluxe digipack avec les albums Will Walk for Food et When God Dies. Alors ce sont les deuxième et troisième albums du groupe, il me semble. Annonce pour le Keep It True Festival de 2025, Sortilège qui fera un set orienté années 80. Riot qui sera la même chose, donc set orienté début des années 80. Violence, le groupe de la Bay Area. Air Apparent, Medieval Steel. Freeways, le groupe canadien. Purgatory de Chicago. Broker's Realm, The Ruffians. Donc ça sera les 25 et 26 avril 2025. Qu'est-ce qu'on peut vous donner d'autre comme bouquin, comme info? Alors, ça c'est pour les adultes, hein, attention, c'est pour les adultes. Si vous avez moins de 18 ans, vous vous en allez, vous reviendrez tout à l'heure. Un projet Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, donc du crowdfunding pour une nouvelle biographie de Brigitte Lay. Alors, on rappelle que son bouquin Moi la scandaleuse était sorti dans les années 80-90. Alors en fait, ce qui s'est passé, alors c'est chapeauté par Pulse Edition. Ce qui s'est passé, c'est que Brigitte Lay était en train de déménager. Elle est tombée sur plein de photos, on va dire, inédites. Donc, elle a proposé de faire un bouquin avec ça. Et en fait, elle fait des textes pour les photos. Et donc, elle raconte des choses qu'elle n'avait pas dites jusqu'ici. Donc, il y a le bouquin. Il y a en plus des Blu-ray DVD d'un truc qui s'appelle Erotica, qui est en fait un voyage de Brigitte Lay en Angleterre avec un certain Paul Raymond qui est là-bas le pape des publications érotiques, pornographiques, etc. Et en plus de ça, il y a un CD 5 titres. En fait, c'est Brigitte Lay qui a écrit les textes, donc de 5 morceaux, et il y a un instrumentiste, donc voilà, donc 5 titres chantés par Brigitte Lay, plus donc le Blu-ray, plus le bouquin, donc c'est chez Pulse Records. Tout à l'heure j'ai regardé, ils en sont déjà à 75% des fonds réunis, donc ça a l'air d'intéresser. Bon, c'est un peu cher quand même, hein, c'est autour de 100-120 euros, là, si on veut avoir le livre plus le Blu-ray plus le CD. Je trouve, moi, que c'est quand même beaucoup, même si Brigitte Lay, ce n'est pas n'importe qui, mais passons. Je referme la parenthèse, donc maintenant, revenons à quelque chose de familial, entre guillemets. Reparenthèse pour adultes. David Didelot annonce une suite pour Erotic Bazar, mais on s'y attendait. Donc ça sera le quatrième numéro. À mon avis, ce sera sur Jessica Rizzo, hein, entre autres. Voilà, la famille peut revenir. Alors, sortie annoncée de The Seven Curse, alias la septième malédiction, de Ngai Choi Lam. C'est réédité en Blu-ray bientôt chez Le Chat qui Fume, donc du cinéma hongkongais d'arts martiaux. Des années 80, à mon avis, 80-90, je ne connais pas du tout ce film. Je sais qu'il y a... j'ai oublié, Chow Yun-Fat dedans. Sinon, très intéressante interview chez la BD CDR du son de Shoes, un vétéran du hip-hop qui était là dès les années 80, qui a failli, qui était lié au Nec plus Ultra, je crois, et donc qui côtoyait Lionel D, etc. Lui, il n'a pas fait. Et donc, et avec son pote Iron Sai ou Iron 2, donc ils ont, ils ne sont pas sur Rap Attitude, même s'ils rappaient. Mais par contre, ils sont cités dans Rap Ta France, Regarde ta jeunesse dans les yeux, etc., etc. Mais en fait, ils n'ont jamais laissé de traces discographiques. Et maintenant, ils sont entrés dans la vie active. Et maintenant que je chose un peu plus de temps, il se remet dans le bain et se met à rapper. Donc, très intéressante interview chez ABCDR du son. Voilà pour les news. On enchaîne, nous, puisqu'il ne reste plus beaucoup de temps, avec un morceau de la compilation Ruthless Memories, donc hommage à Eazy-E. On écoute Young Eazy, Baby Eazy et Silky Fine, It Ain't As Eazy. Donc, deux enfants de Eazy, plus la rappeuse Silky Fine, donc, qui était une proche de Eazy. Je crois qu'elle est sur le... Je crois que c'est Bitches With Problems, le groupe dont elle faisait partie. Ou Bitches With Attitude, je ne sais plus. Enfin bref, écoutons. Et puis elle apparaît, Silky Fine, sur l'album Stranger of the Streets of Motherfucking Compton. Notamment sur le... Alors, je revérifie. Notamment sur le morceau... sur le morceau Old School Shit. Voilà, écoutons.
Rest in peace, Pops. You know we gonna keep holding you down. Yeah.
It ain't as easy as it seems. It ain't as easy as it seems.
It ain't as easy as it seems. My pops gone when he passed away. I swear I wish it was only a dream. 17 years ago was the last time I seen your face. Your legacy is still living on and no one can take your place. Nigga with an attitude, rocking the looks and common hat. Godfather of gangster rap who carry Compton on his back. A real common CG. To me, you was my pops. To the world, you was easy motherfucking E. Me and my bros, we gon' keep holding your legacy. If I put my mind to it, I'll be where I wanna be. The hip hop thugster. Man, I really love it. Feel like I'm looking at your face when I'm looking at my brothers. And still fuck the police. It's never gon' change. You got people bumping your music from west to east. So let's go for a ride, way back. For lyrical ammunition, I'll give you a lethal attack. If a sucker wanna talk, I'll leave them toothless. It's always been the same old game.
It ain't as easy as it seems. Yeah, the good times is gone. Another memory, and we know you're shining on. Hidden corners, bumping easy in the new whip. Pops gone to school cause I know he in a better place. I was the realest gangster, yeah nigga I miss you. Flatbush when I was young you let me pop that pistol. Or father son mama tripping you can get your issue. Nigga with an attitude, yeah straight official. When I look at myself I see the same nigga. Compton fitted on, ain't shit changed nigga. Fuck smash and I'm cruising switching lanes. It's a cold world where we live, it ain't a game. It's a damn shame when they act like they don't know about you. When you pop niggas trying to get some dough about you. It's like stone, it ain't gonna be another episode. The name's Eazy-E3, his name it ain't as easy as it seems. Yeah, the good times is gone, another memory, and we know you're shining on. Hitting corners, bumping easy in the new whip. We gon' hold you down, real G. It ain't as easy as it seems.
Since the loss of Eazy-E, so I hold on to all my rumors. I'ma take you back to 1993. Indy Apple Green 6-4 up in GB. He made me the god mama, rap me live. Baby Eazy, Young Eazy on the track. Dope girl, yeah, silk is back. Ruthless for life, I've been had attacked. And it ain't a day go by, you stare at my plaque. Sweat on the streets of Compton where my love is at. It's my duty to look after my nephew. Eazy always told me that the chicken did in my shit. Nowadays, you get the game without paying dues. Nowadays, the game, you play with no rules. So I put him apart, keeping his legacy alive. Ruthless for life, and then I die.
Yeah, the good times is gone, another memory, and we know you're shining on. Hidden corners, bumping easy in the new whip. We gon' hold you down, real G.
It ain't as easy as it seems.
Yeah, the good times is gone, another memory, and we know you're shining on. Hidden corners, bumping easy in the new whip. We gon' hold you down, real G. Say, pull it out.
South to the whole roof.
his family. Big Hutch, Above the Law, MC Red, JJ Fag, Big Sergio, BG Knockout, Yella, Gangsta Drayster, Menage a Trois, HWA, GBM, Lil Weezy, Baby Easy, Young Easy, Ice Cube, Erica, Dr. Dre, EZECPT.com.
The non-ending condition of our radically non-logical, necessary, and yet free and responsible nature.
Glory, hella stupid, or pin the tail on the funky. This is the Big Bang from Parliament on Casablanca Record and Film Works.
There's been a long struggle here at the Los Angeles County Court building here at Dobbs in L.A.
Knocked our eyes for you.
Oh, here's Mr. King.
Easy neighborhood sniper.
Come on.
hand. And for those that's not knowing, it's 6 o'clock. And the Ruthless Radio Show is in high gear. So strap up, fools, and let's ride the yellow brick road to Compton. My mellow E is in the house. My city G's is in the house. My IE's is in the house. And I'm Dirty Red. Yeah, I'm in the house.
Come on, come on, let's take that ride. Easy, easy, B-E-O-G from the other side. Throw in my 6-0-0-92.3 on my radio. Oh, got heat under my seat. Watch my back as I bump the beat. R-R-S-H-O. Now, wanna hit some corners. Jump up, jump in, rack four on toners. Talking about staying true to the street. Well, now you got it. Easy E on the beat.
I biggie bounce on the West Coast. Flavor for the 9-4-6-4 Impala, cause suicide goes. Hopping and jumping, kangaroo around the streets. Ruthless Radio 92 the beat. The top 10 bank, Easy E's in the house. The 3-0 school DJs in the house. Tony G, can I get a little cut? Julio G, can I get a fat cut?
Oui, un bout de Ruthless Radio Show, de l'instrumental, enfin générique de l'émission. Mais on n'a plus beaucoup de temps. On va donc écouter un morceau de Above the Law qui s'appelle In the Mix. Cet extrait de The ATL Crime Files, sorti donc chez Drop Top Music.
Need to be rude. CID to be a player with attitude. Much game, much gold. I'm told the bills must fold. Trick or soul to soul. Quick as my 5-0-0. Oh, down with the clinic and the snow flow. And I just made a drop. Now I'm looking for a hooker at the bus stop to get in. Hit the fifth of Alizay and show her how to play a play. I phase that ass, wax that ass. True, what else is a pimp in a grind? Much chronic, I book the fly ass tracks, sip the gin and tonic. I come lovely with my back of tricks, having daddy goo all up in your mix. Ooh.
How can I get in your mix? 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 How can I get in your mix?
Poppin' like Jiffy, a nigga done came up from slangin' 50 packs, and I got them sacks of that purple kush, so squish and smell the aroma. It's some of that one hit a quitter, so I'm knowing that you gon' wanna. Another plastic baggie full of that gaggy waggy Bombay. Hey, go my number, give me a page if you need some yak. Oh, nigga, you ain't heard that I keep that herb on deck, and I be serving them birds 2 FOE 7 days a week. See, just call me Chef Boy K Cavi. I got connections that stretching, nigga. How far? I got it sold up in the States and overseas, fucking with Escobar, rolling them chickens just to flip shit and make a profit. Oh yeah, cause at my spot, it's the nigga with the most clientele making the mail. And plus, I got all them sales.
How can I get in your mix? 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 How can I get in your mix?
Making hoes holler, I need an Impala to pull the true nigga out of me. Plus my coochie sweater and my biscuits looking G, nifty to the T.
Damn, Trigger man, hit the pussy if you can.
Yeah, so on and so on, I get my true hoe on. I need my hoes to put me to the test and show them how I earn these stripes on my chest. Cause I got much game, knee deep